Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for being at the controls at Genesis Communications Network, engineering for us today. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well, really, really well. And you?
I'm good. Yep.
You know,
I'm certainly feeling a lot better than I was a week ago, even.
Great. You know, the connection is not so good. Okay. We may have to reconnect during the first break. But so we have a long delay. I just want to let you know. I see 1,200 milliseconds here at my end, so that's 1.2 seconds.
Thanks.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you, I have been getting questions about building a cabin and heating and cooking in a cabin, et cetera, and solar power generation for a cabin, and I think that you are a world expert in exactly that. Cooking, heating water, etc., living a simple lifestyle without a lot of intrusions by electronic gadgets. We do have electricity. You do generate your electricity with a solar off-grid system. But what about cooking and heating water and heating your farmhouse? Would you care to share your thoughts on doing that before we get into the meat of today's broadcast?
Yes, wood. We have three wood fires in this house. In the kitchen, there's a wood-fired stove. Which is the sort where it has a firebox to one side and then an oven and then a big hot fired across the top, so but with the oven to one side of the firebox. Now you stoke the fire and it heats the oven and it heats the hot plate, and depending on whether you want food to cook really quickly, you put it directly over the fire. If you want it to cook not so quickly, then you put it to one side of the fire, and if you just want it to keep warm, then you put it right up at the other end of the stove. So that's one of the fireplaces. The other fireplace is another stove, which is in the lounge room, but that hasn't got an oven. That's just a central heating type stove, not with a ducting system, but you know what I mean. It's a wood fireplace, and then in the bathroom, we have a wood fired water heater. So that heats our hot water. That generally gets lit when we need a lot of hot water. If we only need a little bit of hot water, we usually put a milk can on the stove and heat up probably about a gallon of hot water in the milk can. Mm-hmm. So that's how we heat our cabin. But for a lot of the year, except right in the middle of winter, we will use all of our but just as the other day, the wood is at a premium. Wood's always at a premium, even though we have 20 acres of eucalyptus forest around us. And it's you don't want to waste wood. You know, so the eucalyptus trees drop their branches, and they do so pretty well in every high wind. And when they drop their branches, that's our new firewood supply, and it's already seasoned generally. If the branches are still quite green, then they can get left on the forest floor for a bit, for a year or two, and then they will be the firewood for in a year or two. So, but as well as that, there is an understory of a tree called rough wattle, which is a type of acacia, and that is also quite a good firewood. It burns quite hot. And whereas the eucalyptus trees have a very long cycle on their wood, the rough wattles only live to be about 7 or 8 years old, and then they die. And generally, between 6 and, I don't know, 15, 16 feet tall. The ones most of them are 6 to 10 feet tall. And, yeah, they grow quickly, and then they die, and they also have quite a nice firewood. So it burns hot. And they have the advantage in that their wood tends to have a lot of small sticks, which are quite good for getting the fire started. Or if you need something that I call quick heat, meaning that if I need to light the kitchen fire and I need to have a lot of heat quickly, then I put small sticks on the kitchen fire, and then I can get a kettle boiled within about 15 minutes to 20 minutes, which is quite quick as far as we're concerned around here. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, heck, we have a propane drop-in range that has four burners on it, made by General Electric, maybe 16 years ago, 17 years ago, something like that. And that darn thing takes 15 minutes to heat, or more, maybe 20 minutes to heat a pot of water. So you're doing really, really well as far as I'm concerned. I remember watching a video, a historical video about, 100s of years ago. This was a class being taught about life 100 years ago. And the instructor was saying that, I live in that piece of dung over there. It was a house made of wattle and animal poop, literally. And isn't that true that in Europe houses were made with wattle trees?
Yeah, that it was a different type of wattle. The wattle in Europe tended to be willow. The wattle referred to a method of building where you would get big stakes and you would hammer them into the ground, and then you would weave in the smaller foliage in between those. And the reason why Australian wattle trees are called wattle trees is because they happen to be really, really good for that purpose. And when the early settlers saw them, they said, oh, we can use these for doing wattle. So they called them wattle trees. But they all tend to have the sort of upright growth habit with flexible branches, which makes them very useful for that purpose. And because it's a dry country, there weren't too many, there weren't any. When they first got here, there weren't any English wattle trees, which are the which is another name for the willow and Alex Alba tree. So they had to use something to do the building technique that they knew. And everybody back in the day, back when Australia was being settled in the 18th century, practically everybody knew how to do wattle and daub. So, and you would get a house and you would hammer stakes into the ground, depending on what part of Britain you came from. If you came from Scotland, you would hammer the stakes in a circle and put a teepee structure on the top, and that would be your house. And so you would do the wattle in a circle, and then you would put the daub around in the circle, and then you would put this teepee structure on top of the wattle and daub wall, and then that would be, and then you would thatch the teepee, and that would be your house. And that was called a roundhouse, creatively enough. But if you were in England, you would do a square-shaped wattle. Or usually by the time the 18th century was there, usually in Scotland, they were doing square houses as well. But if you went to some very, very traditional area, you might still be doing houses. You know, because they didn't like the English up, and they considered square houses to be something that the English did, and that they weren't going to do it. They were going to live their own life, and fair enough. But that you would either do it with mud. The reason why they mixed dung in with the mud was because it helped to preserve and waterproof the mud. So when dung dries out, especially cow manure and especially horse manure, it tends to be harder. It tends to be more weather resistant than just dung on its own. So in a lot of areas, unless you lived in chalk country where you had chalk soils, that's limestone soils, you getting a hold of whitewash could be a problem when there's nothing around. But if you are living in a rural area, probably there's going to be either horses or cows wandering across the countryside. And so you go out into the landscape and you find their manure and you pick it up and you take it home. And it's useful for a zillion and one things, including mixing with your dirt, either to mix with the dirt to make the dirt more waterproof or to put as a layer on top of the, you know, soil that you've packed into this woven structure. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And interestingly enough, cow poop or cow dung, you know, after it's been baked in the sun, does not smell at all. As a matter of fact, I have a piece of something called coprolite, C-O-P-R-O-L-I-T-E. And it's kind of a, it looks like a rock. And this thing is probably several pounds. And you'd probably hold it in both hands because it's that big. I'm not saying it's bowling ball size, but maybe a quarter of a bowling ball in terms of size. Maybe almost the size of a 4-pound bag of sugar. And that's about the size of this thing. And I brought it to my class when I was teaching computer science, and I passed it around. It's got some reddish parts. It's got a little bit of green in it. It's got some brown in it, but the red's in the middle. And I passed it around to my class, and I said, "So, what do you think this is?" And each student had a chance to handle it and look at it and smell it, and I'll tell you what it was when we come back. Coprolite, C-O-P-R-O-L-I-T-E. Gwyneth is with us at USA Prepares.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the
feed,
for 2 seconds,
sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, this coprolite... C-O-P-R-O-L-I-T-E. Looks like a rock. And it was first discovered around the early 1800s. So we haven't known about it that long. A couple hundred years, at the most. And it was described back then, around in the 1820s. And it's dinosaur poop. And, I mean, that's really what it is. It's fossilized feces from dinosaurs. And the derivation is kopros. It's a Greek word meaning dung, D-U-N-G. And it's like a stone made out of dung. And the one I had was from dinosaur, it was dinosaur poop. And when I told the students, no one knew what it was. But it had some, red in it. It had some green and gray and tan and a lot of colors in there. So kind of like chewed up food. And I guess the red might have been from meat, that fresh meat that whatever this animal was just ate and was undigested. And that's really what it was. And the students didn't want to touch it after that. They thought it was gross. Well, it was like any other rock. I mean, it did not smell. It didn't have any odor. It wasn't mushy. It was like a rock. Have you ever seen coprolite, Gwyneth, in your travels?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And when I was studying at the University of Melbourne in the geology class, they had some very nice coprolites there. And in some of the coprolites, they actually have fossilized bones of the little dinosaurs that the big dinosaurs were eating. So that's very interesting. You can tell actually a lot or otherwise grass seeds, if it was a vegetarian dinosaur, because not all dinosaurs were meat eaters. Sometimes it would have grass seeds, in fossilized grass seeds in the coprolites, and you can actually tell what the dinosaur was eating through what it was, what was in the coprolites. So they're a very, very interesting thing to study, and there is actually a type of scientist that devotes their life to studying these coprolites, and they are called coprologists. So they spend their lives studying poop, except in Greek, I've had Greek friends, and the word is actually coprola, and coprola in modern Greek means poop in modern Greek. So it's a very conservative language. It actually hasn't changed that much. But that's why sometimes I say, well, when the coprola hits the propeller, I will be fine. Does that make sense, Vincent? Now it does.
Yeah, it does. And I'm looking at a I'm looking at eBay right now, and I see one that they say it's 13.2 ounces, $48.05, and it's got red on the outside, kind of a tannish, grayish green on the inside, and it's broken in half so you can actually see it. That's not mine. It would be similar to that, except the red is on the inside and not on the outside. And mine is whole, except a piece is chipped off, one side of it, so you can just see a small amount of what would be on the inside. So mine is almost whole. But what people are doing is they're slicing these, like you slice bread in thin slices, and they're selling slices so you can actually see more of the inside. And they have all different sizes and all different prices. Some of them, are the size of, let's say, a quarter, and some of them are much, much larger. But anyway, I think mine came from the United States, probably around the Southwest. I think that's where it came from. But anyway, I kind of a sidetrack. Gwyneth, the stove that you use in your kitchen to cook, is that a like a 1900s period cast iron stove? Is that what you're using?
I think it actually dates from somewhere between the 1950s and the 1980s. So,
I'm sorry, 19 what?
A lot more recent. 1950s to 1980s.
We're having trouble. Okay, we're having trouble hearing you. If you could move your phone or whatever closer to a signal, that would be great. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News, agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
We are USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's estimated the new Green Deal being proposed by Democrats in Washington could cost every American household over $500,000. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reintroducing the Green New Deal. The proposal, even with Democrats in control of the House and Senate by a slim majority, does face massive hurdles on Capitol Hill. Some moderate Democrats voicing opposition to it, and it would require support from 10 Republican senators to reach President Biden's desk. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, as you can imagine, no fan of the Green New Deal.
Her Green New Deal, the full Green New Deal, is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000, and the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
China is the planet's largest polluter in 2018, with just over 10 gigatons of pollution for the year. The United States is about half of China's CO2 gigatons of pollution. NASCAR is at Talladega Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Took a side road, and we're talking about coprolite. And there's a guy on eBay that's selling 2-inch by 2-inch squares, roughly a quarter of an inch thick, maybe a little bit thicker, some of them. They are, each one is unique, and it's coprolite cut into these 2-by-2-inch squares, and they're $20 a piece. And he says they're not suitable for a floor. Now, 2-inch by 2-inch, it would be very difficult for most people to afford making a floor out of these $20 a piece tiles, but evidently you can do something else. Maybe you can make a wall hanging out of them or something. But 2-inch by 2-inch, $20 a piece, and there's a lot of work in cutting these things, so it seems like a lot of money, but I think I'd rather have the whole piece of coprolite. And they're all kinds and sizes and shapes and colors, and so if you want to look at on the internet, see Orprolite. That's how it's spelled. So we just took a side road and got on that. Gwyneth, what's next on today's class? Wow, we have a really long delay.
I would like
Gwyneth,
to
are you
discuss
there?
The mouse plague. I'm here. Can you hear me? Because otherwise I can change over to
yes,
my cell phone.
I am now seeing...
I'm on Skype.
I have a two-second delay between...
Phone. Would you like me to...
No. No, let's stay with Skype. Just
okay.
Just try to position it so you have the best signal possible. I just wanted to let you know that I am receiving I'm enjoying a 2 second delay between me and GCN in Minnesota. So add another 2 seconds to that. We probably have a 4 second delay. So I just wanted to let you know. So position your phone as best that you can to continue using Skype.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. I'm actually moved into the lounge room. I was sitting in my bed with my laptop, and I'm now sitting in my lounge room, and I almost got my fire started during the bottom of the hour break. But it's now decided to go back to hot box. But if you want to hear me, I'll later on to get it going. So, but I moved into the lounge to get a better signal. Although there's not really any walls or anything. There's a wardrobe against that wall, but there's a lot of the walls in this house are internal mud brick walls, but not between. Being my room and the lounge room. So, I'm actually geez now from my cell phone, so there shouldn't be any problems with my laptop now connecting with the computer. From the cell phone to the computer. So, anyway, there we go. That's how it is. How's that delay going now, Vincent?
Okay, right now, I've got a one-third of a second delay. I reconnected while you were talking, and that picked up, it saved a lot of delay on my end, and it looks like everything's working better. So please continue with today's class.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, okay. We are having a bit of a problem. I'm catching probably about 30 mice a week in my mouse traps. They're not in plague proportions here yet. But in Dubbo, which is probably about 6 or 7, 8 hours drive north of here in New South Wales, they are definitely at plague proportions. People are going out at night and the ground is just absolutely carpeted with mice. And they actually had a bumper grain crop this year, and that grain crop is now mostly ruined because the mice dig their way into the grain and they eat the grain.
I lost you for a second there, Gwyneth. I don't hear you at all. And I'm checking the meters, and it looks like I'm connected, but you're not. Can you try again? Are you there? Okay. Well, while we're waiting for Gwyneth to come back. Sounds like the mice problem is similar to what happened during the Middle Ages. And the mice ran wild and spread disease. And a lot of people died. So here we are with a problem that really wasn't faced before. Yeah. And in Australia. Gwyneth, are you back? Gwyneth, are you there? Well, I'm looking at my meter. It looks good. I'm looking at the statistics. I only have about a half a second delay. Now, the connection is up, but where is Gwyneth? I don't hear Gwyneth. Jason, if you could fix Gwyneth's connection, that'd be kind of nice. Tomorrow, Kyle will be joining me, and we're going to be talking about small engines, the kind of engines that you have in your rototillers, your lawnmowers, etc., and whether they be the kind you ride around on, those kind of small tractor lawnmower types, or the kind you push, or the kind that is self-propelled, or the rototillers, or the high-pressure washers, the pressure washer engines. We're going to be talking about that, and what you need to do to maintain them. We'll be talking about adjusting the valves on pushrod engines and why it makes a difference and how to do it. And something that I experienced with a golf cart. We'll be talking about golf carts as well, gas-powered golf carts. And something that I experienced with one that didn't run right. You know, we work on all kinds of engines here, and we have a golf cart as well, an EasyGo golf cart. It's made by Textron. It's probably from the 1990s. And one of the cylinders had low compression, very low, and it would foul the spark plug a little bit. But it did the whole. It's a two-cylinder engine. And it didn't run right. And the engine's made by a company called Robin, R-O-B-I-N. And I believe it's pronounced Robin rather than Robin. And it looks like it's spelled like Robin, but I think they pronounce it Robin. It's a Japanese engine. And that darn thing didn't run right. And so I decided to adjust the valves. It takes about 10 minutes to do it. And I'll explain the process that I went through in a little more detail tomorrow. You need a feeler gauge, and you know you go to AutoZone or you look at their website, the big box stores, and frankly they don't have the kind of feeler gauge that I wanted for this particular job. The feeler gauge needed to be about 0.03 inch thick, plus or minus 0.5 inch thick, and that is roughly about the thickness of a piece of paper. So I was adjusting something to the thickness of a piece of paper. Now, two pieces of paper would be about 0.06, way too much valve lash, as it's called, way too much play in the valves. So less than that, the valves won't seat properly. More than that, the valves won't open properly, and the engine won't be able to breathe properly. So and if you adjust them with too little valve clearance, the valves will actually burn and destroy themselves. So the idea is you got to get it right. Well, over time, the valve train, the camshaft, the push rods, the rocker arms, etc., the valves, all of those parts wear, and the play in the system increases to the point where the engine won't breathe as well as it should. It won't make as much horsepower as it should, and it just run poorly. So I adjusted them, and I'll talk a little bit about how to do that tomorrow when Kyle joins me. And it runs great. So this particular engine had one cylinder was like 60 pounds of compression. It needs, like a little over 110 or so, 120. And all I did was this 10-minute adjustment, and boom, it came right to life, and it works the way it should. But I had to buy a feeler gauge. And I was disappointed that of the selection, or with the selection, of feeler gauges. And if you want one that has a the fineness of 0.03 inch thick, and you want one that's designed for adjusting valves, I believe they're called blades. You need one that is really well made. And I just don't trust the imported ones from communist China. So I went to eBay and I found one that was made a long time ago. And it cost probably twice as much as I could have bought one from the big box auto parts store. So it was like $15 for a used one versus like $3 or $4 or $5 or $6 for a brand new one from communist China. So I bought the one from eBay, and I love it. It's made by Craftsman. So I just wanted to share that thought with you. We'll be talking about mowers and lawnmowers. And, you know, some people mow their lawns, and they've got hills, and they mow the ditches, and they go up and down, up and down. We'll be talking about the lubrication system of those kinds of engines and how they were never designed to mow uphills and downhills. They were designed to be used on mostly flat or slightly hilly land and or lawns or grass. But going up and down is really, really hard on the engines because the lubrication system was never designed to be operated at those angles. So what happens is when you go up and down these hills, your engine is running without lubrication. Even though you've got it topped off, you know, think of it like a pan on an unlevel stove, and you're cooking. If it's liquid, it seems to go to one side or the other. Okay, that's the problem. It's uneven, and the oil needs to be level in order to be splashed around in the engine. So if it's not, the system that provides the lubrication is not able to get oil to lubricate. That's the problem. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow with Kyle and a whole bunch of other things, including clutches. Only 2% of vehicles that are sold today have a manual transmission. If they have a manual transmission, they have a clutch. Tractors have clutches. And, to shift gears. Well, we'll be talking about how to adjust them and how things have really changed. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2920. 833-288-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I believe we've got Gwyneth reconnected. Gwyneth, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah,
we dropped out on the Skype, so I've changed over to my cell phone now.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's probably a lot better.
Okay. Are you going to be able to stay connected for the entire broadcast, or are you going to reconnect, or what are we going to do? Did Jason call you?
No, I'm able to stay connected now.
Okay.
So we
well, Jason, thank you. Jason, thank you for doing that. Gwyneth, thank you for staying with us. Gwyneth, I understand that there is a massive plague of mice in Australia, and this is really serious, like Middle Ages serious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because they're destroying the grain crops through most of central New South Wales. And they are destroying the hay crops, okay? Because you've got hay farmers out there, and or grass farmers. That's what they do. That's the only thing they do. They have their whole place in grass. They don't have any cows on their place. All that they do is mow the grass, bale it up into big square bales or big round bales where you've got a ton of hay in the one bale, either square or round, and, you know, that's what they do. That's the only thing they do. And then they put that hay on trucks and they sell it to other farmers who maybe do have cattle and whose cattle need cattle or sheep, and whose livestock need a bit of extra food. Does that make sense? And anyway, the mice are getting through the hay, and they are destroying it, and they're getting into the grain crops, and they're destroying the grain crops because they get in and they poop and they pee inside the grain, and you can't use that grain for things like feeding out to livestock and making into bread and things like that if it's full of mouse poo. I mean, you don't want to eat mouse poo, neither do I, but that's what they're doing. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and I imagine the cows, we haven't had that problem here at the farm yet, but I imagine, you know, we do have mice, and that's why we hire cats. to chase them and kill them, because the mice are a real plague. You know, when they get in the barns, they like a nice sheltered place to make their nests for their babies and to live. And what they do is they find spots under the hood of cars. They find spots in the air cleaner. They will crawl through the snorkel, you know, the air intake of an air cleaner, and they'll find a great place for, if you haven't used your car for a month or so, or your tractor for a month, it's a great place because it's completely enclosed except for the one inlet. And it's like a cave for them. So they go in through the cave opening, which would be the snorkel for an air cleaner, and they've got a great secure place. It's free from rain, it's relatively warm, and they can bring in all the material that they want to make their nest. And what do they want for material? Well, they cut wires, they chew up insulation and hoses, and they bring in bits of that and they build a nest. And so then when you go to start your vehicle, you consume all those bits of wire through the hole or holes that they've made in the air cleaner, and it destroys the engine. You know, you take apart the engine, take the head off, get to where the pistons are, and unclog all those all the debris that your engine just swallowed, or your motorcycle, or your dirt bike, or your four wheeler, or your rototiller, or whatever it happens to be. They seem to like those places, and they seem to destroy wiring and hoses. So, word to the wise is try to prevent that. And by the way, this is kind of one of those side road trips again, but I've noticed that Dial soap really, especially the yellow Dial soap, really smells. It's got a scent that I frankly don't like. And I was trying to think, how could I use that scent? So when you buy Dial soap, you can buy, let's say a bundle of bars inexpensively for about 41 cents a piece. And if you buy a bunch of them, but it really smells. So what I used to do was put them in the back of a vehicle and let them sit there for like a month or so until the scent volatilized or disappeared at some extent. Then I realized that was a waste of that really awful smell that is bundled into or mixed into Dial soap. So now what I do is I put them in vehicles. I put a brand new bar in the trunk. I put, if I'm not going to use the vehicle for a while, I put one on the floor of the back seat area, the front seat area, under the hood. And you know what? Even the mice don't seem to like the smell of Dial soap. So now there's another tax deduction for those who are using Dial soap as a rodent deterrent. Just a thought. You might want to try that, Gwyneth. We're going to the top of the hour break. We'll be right back with Gwyneth. And let's talk more about this mouse plague, because it's very serious. They bring disease. We'll be back after these few commercial announcements.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.